On a sunny weekday afternoon, Kyriakis Matthews is waiting for the number 10 bus on Florida Boulevard and North 22nd.
It don't exactly do what you would expect it to do. Like, you would expect it to take you wherever you want to go. It don't exactly do that.
Matthews takes this route every day to school at Valley Park Alternative from his home in Scotlandville, but he'd never attempt riding it out to the Mall of Louisiana, which could take hours. He says he learned the routes from his mother. He kind of had to. There aren't any routes or listings posted at any of the bus stops. At a recent CATS board meeting, Mayor President Kip Holden said there's no question over whether improvement is needed, and that will take money.
Anytime we have to go from year to year trying to figure out what we're going to do with a vital service that's badly needed by people, then it becomes a crisis.
For a while now, CATS has relied on one-time emergency funding from the Metro Council or special elections, but the 10.6 mil transit tax would create a steady revenue stream. The Baton Rouge Transit Coalition plan would dedicate about $184 million from the tax to the system over the next 10 years. With that money, they'd be able to put up new signs, build new terminals, increase the number of routes from 19 to 37, and decrease the average waiting time from an hour and a half to just 15 minutes. CATS board member Jared Loftus says under new management, CATS has made vast improvements in the past 4 years, decreasing complaints from 57 per month in 2009 to just 9 monthly this year, and dramatically increasing performance.
My vision for transportation in this city is for it to be a system that is available to everyone, not just those that can't get around in any other method of transportation. There are people that choose to ride this, that want to ride this, and not just those that have to ride this.
But Alex Velasquez of the Anti-Tax Citizens Coalition Taxbusters says it's exactly that kind of argument that's made the discussion over improving the bus system so messy. He says it's been too emotional and it's not fact-based.
There is a theme that goes along with the premise of the proposal, which is basically that voting for the CATS tax is a vote for the people, a vote for the riders who need a bus system to get to work. And thereby, anybody who opposes that will then be caricatured as voting against these people.
Professor of Economics at LSU, Najee Mojan, says this transit system is key to the city's success. He says 20% of Baton Rouge's residents are unskilled, low-income workers, and supporting that workforce is imperative.
Having access to public transportation allows employment opportunities for unskilled workers. I mean, this is academic research. This is not shooting the breeze and scratching my belly and making these comments. There's a long line of academic researchers who have repeatedly shown that.
Velasquez agrees that Baton Rouge needs an improved bus system, but says the tax is exorbitant because there aren't enough riders to support the expansion.
Basically, the need is not as great to justify a $30 million budget.
That might be true, but as Matthews says, more people would ride the bus if the service was better.
People think the bus is just for people who can't afford cars, who are broke, and, you know, as long as it's just for... They feel like it's just for broke people, it's going to stay the same.
And that's exactly the attitude CATS and its proponents are trying to change. The expansion plan nearly doubles the number of buses. CATS President Brian Marshall says ridership will double, too.
It's easy to imagine that we will have a 100% increase within 3 years. I mean, that's easy enough to imagine.
Marshall says the increased fare revenue should make up 10 to 15% of the new $29 million budget. And if that doesn't happen, he didn't have an answer for that. Tegan Wendland, WRKF News.